All right, Agutavach. We're in the middle of Shinayin Hey, we're up to Siv Dalid. Basically, just Siv Aleph talks about the column of Sada Siolita, Sada Shena Siolita. And then Siv Gimel talks about where the person was Mangala Das afterwards and turns it into a Sada Siolita and Yadi Allah Yaina. We're going to see tonight, we're going to have to revisit these issues, but Siv Dalid talks about a whole new class called Yerid Bishus. Let's see, and we'll flesh it out. Hayerid L'Sada Chever Bishus, if somebody goes down to his friend's field, Bishus, he had the right to do it. Pashas, it means he was instructed to do so. He was told, you know, do me a favor, I need some trees here. And they didn't make up any price. Or he was Megala Das, that he would love if somebody would plant trees. He's chalishing, he's looking for somebody to plant trees in the thing, or plant or make a fence, or whatever it is. He's Megal Das, that he really wants it. And he's Bishus, so he would love people to do it. It's not just that he appreciates it be done. It's like the Gemara says, Kalayme, he says, whoever's going to do it, lo-hifsid, lo-yafsid, that means he wants it to happen. So, ayer l'sada chaver b'shus, afilu not a sada she'ena asu yalita, even if the person planted a sada she'ena asu yalita, shaman lo-y v'yoda alo-yoyna, he's going to get yoda alo-yoyna. Normally, we said before, ena asu yalita is yoda la-tachtayna. But here, it's a yerid b'shus. This is better. I was told to do it. I was instructed to go down. If I was instructed to go down, then it's going to be yod al yoyna. What does yod al yoyna mean? Shem ha'isa ha'itza yisera la'shvach neitala itza. If he spent more, if the ha'itzais was more than the actual shvach, he's entitled to the ha'itzais. He was instructed to do so. He was moitzi mamon al piv. The guy told me to do so. So I was moitzi mamon. I invested these atzois. He told me to do so. The mashvach yisera al atzah, and the shvach is yes on the atzah. Then noita la shvach, then he'll get the shvach. Hashpitz yod al yayna. He has the best of both worlds, shvach or atzah, whichever is better for him. Whichever is more, that's what he takes. Either shvach or itza. That's the sugi of yerid bishus. Now just take it apart. What does it mean, yerid bishus? I told you an example, yerid bishus means where the person instructed me to go down.
Don't usually get itza plus.
Oh, we're going to get to it. Excellent, Shaila. We're going to get to it. Well, excellent. So, normal cases of bishus is that you were actually told by the owner of the field to come down and plant. So you were yoyed, let's take sada chavera bishus. He actually told you to do so. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that it's oy bishus of the Baalim, oy bishus bezdin, or bezdin told you to go down. There are cases, which is not for now, but there are cases if a person is nebuch, he dies and he left over yisaimim, or there are cases where the person was escaped, he had to run away from town and he has his fields are going to be lost, so Bezin is Yerid L'Tech Nechosav, and they bring down someone to maintain the fields, plow the fields, plant the fields, whatever it is, until the guy only is able to come back. So there are cases where Bezin becomes, gives the guy a din of Yerid B'Shus. He was Yerid B'Shus Bezin, so in that case also he'll be a Yod Allah Yoyna. Those are Esiyolita. Yeah, Pashas. I mean, Bez is not going to do something which is in Esiyolita. Pashas. Let's say Pashas. Sometimes you won't know. Let's you can go either way. It's 50% for Zroyim, 50% for Ilonis. So it has a halachic classification of Eina Esiyolita. But Bez has to do something, right? So Bez will bring down the guy and make sure that it's done right. So they'll have to choose something to the best of their ability. And that will also have a din of a Yoyed Bishus. He's a Yoyed Bishus Bezdin. There's a Sefer Heintiger who asked, what do you need a mechabit to tell me that if the owner tells me to go down in this field and work the field, he hires me, we don't make up a price, but he tells me to come down, and then you need a mechabit to tell me that yada ala yayna is a davar pashut. He hired me. So what else would I think? I would think it's yada al taktayna. What would I think? See, if he mutches and he wants to say, ulai the pshat in the mechabit is that the guy told him, please do me a favor, come down. He didn't mention to him which field. He has many fields. He owns many fields. He says, do me a favor. I need a field that's planted with trees. And he doesn't tell him which one. And the Yerid himself chooses field A and comes down and says, Mashbich, that field plants the trees. And that would be the Chiddush Mechaber that even B'chai Gavna, Yoda Allah Yoyna. That's what he says. He's masking it's a deichik and a losh of machabes takatek. It doesn't say anywhere in machabes such halacha. But that's what he says. La daiti is not just a deichik. La daiti, I don't think it's correct. I think that if a person would just tell him, I need a sada to have trees, and I don't tell him which sada, and the guy chooses himself sada A, if the owner later on says, I didn't mean sada A, I meant sada B, how could you take that the guy is the Yer Bershus? He was never told to go down to sada A. And Afilim Tim Tzolemet, the Devayim later on was made and said, you know what, oh, he's masking that sada A is also good, you can plant the trees in sada A. He doesn't care which sada. But Lechatchila, if he didn't tell him, you could choose whichever one you want. If there wasn't such an implication that it's up to the Yerid to decide. If he just said, you should know, I need a sada planted, and he didn't tell him which one. So even if the Bialim Grad is not makbid later on that you did A, but Lamais, you can't call it a Yerid Bershus, that you were authorized to plant A. You never had such authorization. Veraya, if the guy says, I didn't want A, I want a B, it's sure he won't be a Yadola Yerid, he won't be Bershus. So just Grad, now that the Bialim were masking that they would take A as well, I don't know how you could call that a Yerid Bershus. Lamaisa Darach Hashulchan, when he brings down this halacha, he taka says, he starts off, oh pasha too, that if a guy is a yerid b'shus, he'll be yad alayayna. That's how he brings down the halacha, it's a pasha, it's taka pasha. And maybe there's no chiddush in this halacha. What's the reason why the mechav is bringing it down? Maybe the mechav is bringing it down for hakdama for the next halacha. We're going to see that the halacha about a shutif and about a husband. So this is just like a hakdama. First let me establish that if your mom is a yerid b'shus, it's yad alayayna. And then we'll establish what to do with the next cases. It could be only hakdama. Nechnami, it's pasha. Oh, who said he doesn't get paid? We're going to get to it. That's what he was murdered. Maybe he will. We're going to get to it. I also think it's pashit that lemashal in the halacha before in Siv Beis we have a whole shail about saying lecha kari loncha and Siv Gimel if you magaladas you can't say a kari loncha. I think it's pashit that Reuven hires Shimon to go down and Shimon plants trees. Reuven can't say later on, oh by the way, kari loncha, I don't want your trees. Take out your trees. It's too late. What do you mean? You hired me to go and plant the trees. Now you're going to tie it kari loncha that you can't do. So I also think it's pashit. Mechav doesn't have to say it. The halacha is yad al yanu automatically because you cannot say kari loncha. It's too late. All right. If you have a better teretz, what the mechav is saying it, but fine. Maybe later on tonight, it might have a chiddush in the mechav based on some of the achrayim. Ma'isa shoya kachoya. Yesterday, someone calls me up from out of town. Reuven was going away for the weekend, and he has a pet. He has a cat that needs to be fed. So I don't know what he was thinking. I guess he forgot about it. He calls Shimon. He's already out of the city. He calls Shimon, Tumi Atoiva, I need cat food and feed my cat. Where do I get cat food? Oh, there's a dollar store that sells cat food. Okay. Dollar store is 10 miles away. Shimon decides he's not going to the dollar store. It's not happening. So he went to the local convenience store and he bought cat food and he fed the guy, fed the cat. Okay. Comes back and he gives him a bill for the cat. There's such a bill. I buy it by the dollar store. It's much cheaper. The difference was like $3 or something. It's much cheaper. So Shiloh was, he wanted to know, is he entitled for the higher price of the cat food? Well, no. He was told, only instructed to go to the dollar store. That's what he was instructed. Maybe it's only a Maran Balkan money lock, but that's what he was instructed to do. So maybe, you know, that's all he had the rishus to do. More than that, he's like a Yerid Shulei Rishus. Oh, that's what he was trying to argue, that the gears and the time. But he died in more than that.
I don't see anything.
Huh?
I don't see anything and I
see
somebody food.
And so that's what I said. I said that, let's say that when he told you to go to a dollar store, there was a hakpada. And Kilu, it wasn't just a Maran Balkam and Yulakam. And Mel, if you didn't go there, it's like he never spoke to you. He doesn't want you. But Lamaisaget, he had, I guess, did he have anyone else to feed the cat? No. He had no one else to feed the cat. The cat would have died. So, and Shimon told me, Lahedya, that there's no way in the world he's traveling 10 miles to buy cat food to feed this guy's cat. It's not happening. So the choice was either a dead cat or a cat that has food, which is a little more expensive. So I feel if the price that he paid for the food was, in other words, it's a sada suyolita, Pasha, that the owner wanted his cat to be fed. It's a suyolita. So if the price that he ended up paying was the normal price to pay, just glad he could have gotten it cheaper in that dollar store, still, it's a sada suyolita, so you deserve to get itzois and the shvach, you deserve to get that. If you tell me that he ended up paying more than he was supposed to, Let's say you could go to ShopRite. ShopRite's also 10 miles away. He's not going to ShopRite. It's not happening. So, but if it's more, then in Hilchus Asada Suyolita, he wouldn't be entitled to the more, to the higher price. But in this case, there's no brayer. There was no other choice. That means he could have gone far away, but he wasn't going to do that. He is not going far away. So it's either going and paying the higher price to feed the cat, or not feeding the cat at all. I think then it's a suyalita, if those are the only two choices left, then it's a suyalita to buy the more expensive food to be able to feed the cat. So then he'll be entitled for the hitzos that he expends. I mean, it's less than the track. The track is a live cat. So he's certainly entitled to the hitzos of feeding this cat. I think it's pasha. He was never makabel. I don't know if it'll make a difference. He said, the guy told me go to me, huh? He didn't answer. He didn't accept, he did not accept. You know, he wasn't sure if he was interested in going so far. You know, he said something like, I'll see, you know, something like that. All right. Another Maisa Shoyakachai, interesting story. Reuven sent John, a guy, a shliach, to go to a builder, Shimon, and build him something on his property. Fine. Kachava, John went and told Shimon, you know, you're supposed to, Reuven wants you to build something on the property, and he built him on the property. After he built him the item, or he planted it on different markets, the truth is different markil, says either planting or building. After he did that, after he planted, Reuven said, I'm not paying you for this. So Shimon said, well, you're not paying me. You instructed me to do it. You sent the shliach, the guy, to tell me to do it. Reuven said, tough, I'm not paying you. You're not a Yerid B'shus. I never told you. The guy told you. I never told you. So you're not a Yerid B'shus. I'm not paying you for this. Take it. I'm not paying you. Maybe you'll be a Sadashin Nasi. Granted, the case was a Sadashin Nasi Alita. So I'll give you Yad Alaktoinim, but I'm not paying you. Zog to Churis Radvaz. And Shimon says, what do you mean? You sent the guy to tell me, so I'm a Yoyid B'shus. And I deserve Schare Mishalim. That's his lie. I deserve full pay. Zog to Chuvis Radvaz, Krayadua, that ain't Shlichus La'akum. And the mele, when Reuven sent the guy, it's nothing. So he sent the guy, it's not Shlichus La'akum. So the guy cannot act on behalf of Reuven. He doesn't have the authority to act on behalf of Reuven. So now Shimon ended up going down by himself unilaterally. So now he's a Yerid L'Toik Sadash O'Chaveroi by a Sadash Ein Asi Elita, which is Yodei Ala Tachtoina. As is Dr. Advaz. He's a Shloi B'shus. He was never... Reuven never told... Frek the Radvaz. Chotch, we have Edim that he sent the guy as a shliach, and Chotch, the Edis should be able to now know that there was a Gilei Das that he wants it done, so to blive like a Yerid B'shus. So Naniach, there was not a Schiris Pelim done here, because he didn't tell him Lehedya, because the guy doesn't have the authority to tell him, eventually because Akam, but Chotch, there's a Gilei Das, I want him to come down, so Chotch should be a Gilei Das. So that. No, that's not going to be a problem. For Gilei Das, we're not mafkiyim mamon. One. Vesil zokta, tafilu Gilei Milsa lesa. There's not even a Gilei Das. Oh, 1 second. 100%. Yeah, 1 second. Vesil tafilu Gilei Milsa lesa. There's not even a Gilei Milsa here. Why? He sent a guy. Midashalachakim, v'lo Yisrael. Why did he send a guy out of Yid for? If he wanted a Gilei Milsa, he should have sent a Yid. He sent a guy. There's no Gilei Milsa at all. And Memela, it's Yodol Taktoina. Then there's Radvaz for his eyes, but you should know, but you should know that we give Reuven a Shvua, we make him make a Shvua, that when he instructed the guy to go down, he really didn't want it to happen. Because if he really meant that Shimon should go down, and he's Moida now, even though it was Baliba that he meant that. So, but if he's now takes a shoe, he'll have to take a shoe that Shloi Sakavanose. Because if he really meant that Shimon should go down, then yes, then it's as if he gave a shoes and have a din of a Yared Bishos.
You mean Shimon or John?
He instructed John to tell Shimon, and Shimon was the one who went down. Right? Shimon went down. So we give him a shua that you really didn't want Shimon to go down. Because if you really want, remember she played a shtickle in Shimon. If you really wanted Shimon to go down, then even if ain't shlichus lakam, and let's say there's no Gilei Milsa, but lamaisa, you really wanted it, and that's what you meant. I mean, so now it turns into the Gilei Milsa, you enter Gilei Milsa, whatever, how you attach to advise, but it now is a Yerid B'shus, and now you're going to have to pay him. So therefore, we make you make a shua that you really didn't want it. As is like the Radvaz. Frak the Divrei Malkiel. Divrei Malkiel is in Chelek Dalek Kuf Nun Aleph. Frak the Divrei Malkiel, two kashas. One kasha is, the Radva says, there's no shlichas la'akam. So he says like this, shlichas is when I need him to represent me, to have certain authority, to choose which pole to take. I didn't give him the authority to choose which pole to take. It means he wasn't acting on my behalf to get the job done. He was just my postman. He was my Maisa Kaif Ba'alma. I was sending a message through John to Shimon. I told him, lad, to go to Shimon and tell Shimon to build my field, to build whatever it was on my field. So he's only a Maisa Kaif Ba'alma. And he said, by a Maisa Kaif Ba'alma, you don't need a din shlichas. And Bechai Gavna Vad is going to work even by a goy. So what's the Radva saying? So good, there's no din shlichas. He's a postman. He brings down the Moshek. I send a get through a meal. So Pais can talk about it. I could send a get through meal. It's a Geisha postman who's bringing the get. Doesn't even know he's bringing a get. It's in an envelope. How does it work? He's mamisha maisa kaivam. It's not a din shlichas. Oh, tum on the Pais can, but it's not a din shlichas. It's a maisa kaivam. So if you're doing that, if it's a maisa kaivam, so then who cares? He's a guy. Avad is going to work. So now he's a yerid b'shus. Shimon was instructed by Reuven through the meal. John instructed. Now we know that Reuven instructed Shimon to go down. The Machan Ephraim and Shluchin Simches and the Nesivis says in two places, Kuf Pei Beis and Sifkot Beis and Resh Mam and Dal and Sifkot Aleph, he also says, they both say the same thing, that Shlichas is only when he has to have the authority, when he needs to choose which Baal. But if he's not choosing anything, then it's only a Maisakai Baalma, then you don't need the Din Shlichas and Avada works even Aidei Goy. For this Kasha alone, I think we can get out of the Kasha, and that is that it's true that I sent John bedafka to hire Shimon. That's true. But I didn't tell John what price to hire Shimon. So then I did give him authority. I gave him authority to negotiate a price with Shimon. So to the extent he's negotiating that price, he's deciding what he wants with Shimon. So he is a shliach. He is acting on my behalf. He needs authority. Without the authority, he won't be able to close a deal on my behalf. So then there is a parsha of shlichas. It's mavur in the paiskim. See, this is much like that too. It's mavur in the paiskim that even this ray, that a maisa kei bama doesn't need shlichas, when you choose a person, that's also if you convey a price. If I choose before and I tell John, hire Shimon for $10, you're right. Then John's not just it's like he's a delivery boy. He's just giving over the message. But if I tell Shimon, if I tell John to arrange the price and negotiate the price, then Shimon needs to be a violin. He has to decide what price. So then I need a Pasha Shlikas. If I don't have a Pasha Shlikas, and Shlikas Lakim, so everything is bought. So that kasha is not such a problem. But the next kasha is a problem. Your kasha. What's going on? We just had halacha gimel. Halacha gimel was mefurish that if a person's megala das, avada that's going to work. Avada, even by sada shena silita, I'll let the Rav Rishayim him. By sada shena silita, if you megala das, it's going to work. It's going to turn into a suyalita. So here too, it's a gili das. What's the Radva saying that no, lo mafkinu mamayna with a gili das? What do you mean? We are mafkinu mamayna with a gili das. A gili das tells me that it's a sada siyalita. So it's like the dimrakeh, it should be loigar. It has to be at least like a sada siyalita, that it should be yoda ala yaina, that you should get noitul, kam adam roitul litam besada zula noita. And then he says, and even the Rosh, if you remember in Sif Gimel, the Shitas of Rosh was that gili das doesn't work to make an ena suyalita and a suyalita. It's like the Divrei Malkiel. That's only when the gili das took place after the yerida. But if you made a gili das before the yerida, before the guy was yerid and mashbiach, then even the rush would be made that turned into already a sada suyalita. He was already megal das that he likes such a job to be performed. So it's a sada suyalita. So avadi should be yodal or yoyne. What's going on? As I affect the Divrei Malkiel. L'maisa geret, this last kash Divrei Malkiel is only on the first shlav of the Radvaz. When the Radvaz says, Agila Mizla Mafkinim Mamayna, but then the Radvaz is Messiah that there's no Gila Das at all. He holds that because he Bedafka chose a guy and not a Yid, that shows that he didn't really want it and there's no Gila Das at all. So if there's no Gila Mizla at all, then this Kash is not sure either. It's only Shre on that first Shlav of the Ramah. I mean, at the end of the day, the Radvaz L'chayr is correct. Ain't Shlikas Da'akam, and if you hold that the Chidshah Radvaz is no Gila Das as well, then the Hanami, the guy's going to get Yadal Taktoino. There's a Imre Bina in Gvias Chayv Simchav Chest, Imre Bina stells on the end of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, but we're going to give the guy a shvua that he really didn't mean to hire the guy. Because if he really meant to hire the guy, even if Zayn Shtikl Zakam, then he blives like a Yerid B'Shus, and he's going to have to pay like a Yerid B'Shus. Skara Mashalim. So Frekta Imrei Bino, what's going on? First he wants to know, where does this shul come from? We have a call, you never give a shul unless it's a Tainas Bari. So who's there to say that there's a Tainas Bari, that the guy really meant to hire him? And Afilu, there is a halacha that when there's no Tainas Bari, but if there's Raglaim Ledovo, there's a Gili Das, there's a Raglaim Ledovo, that something's smelly, that something's fishy here, then we can give a shul. He says, no Raglaim Ledovo here either. The Radaz himself just said that there's no Gili Milsa, because he bedafka sent the Shlichas through a guy, not through a Yid. So if there's no Gili Milsa and there's no Tainas Bari, would he have such a shul? Then he
said,
maybe. Right, correct. Maybe. I hear. I'm a suspect on that. Maybe. But then he says that even the shur wouldn't pass. What's the shur? That I didn't mean it at the time. So, I'll say that he did mean it. And still he's going to be potter. Why? He says like this. The guy changed his mind later on. When he sent John, he meant it. And later on, before the guy was here in the text today, he changed his mind. A guy has a right to change his mind. Bishloim, if I hire you, and I tell you, could Yerid B'Shus go down and work my field? And now I want to change my mind. If I want to change my mind, I better call you up and notify you before you go down. But if not, it's like Dvaram Shebelev. I already instructed you al peh, and I can't decide unilaterally believe that I changed my mind. I have to notify you. And if I'm not notifying you, then you're still being Yerid Api Tzivuyi, that I told you to come down, so then you're entitled. You're still a Yerid B'Shus. But here, to the extent that there's Ein Shlichus La'akam, that the Rav Daz never fell away from. So Zayn Shlichus Zakam. So I never instructed the guy. It's just you're giving me a shul what I meant. So let's say Takam sitting in my room and he mean that he should go down. And then I change my mind. It's not a problem. The whole meaning in the Lekachili was only Beliboy. So now I can change my mind, Beliboy. So as long, even if I Takam meant, I sent John to notify Shimon. But as long as I change my mind before Shimon actually went down, I have a right to change my mind. It's no problem. Daita shalada mishtanis. My mail is like the Imre Bina that this shul wouldn't even pass. No makor for the shul, he says, and even the shul wouldn't pass. You would have to give him to make sure that he didn't change his mind. That he meant it, and he still meant it even when the guy was a yayid. But anything short of that, he says, about the guy's going to be potter. Blitz chiddush. Mamish, a blitz chiddush. A guy, mamish play shtickle. Send a guy as a shlichus, get the guy to go down, and you have to say, call tuf, to sadash in a zielita, I give you like yadala takdainu. Gewaldik. No? It's a blitz. All right.
If you say you can change your mind, why don't you say later when we have to do if you make a gator around it or whatever, you say, oh, Megaladas. No, I can't change my mind now.
Okay, because as we say, Megaladas, nothing really changed. You're Megaladas now, so we assume. So the Chazner says, well, depending on the chat, but we assume that you always want. Why now should you want it? But now you're giving him a shua, so you shouldn't give him a shua that he meant it then. Give him the shua ala emes. Give him a shua that he still meant it when the yerid went down. Let's say he did mean it then and he changed his mind. He has a right to change his mind. You're just saying we don't assume he changed his mind. Good, but if you want to know, does he have a right? He has a right to change his mind. So you should have to give him a shua that he still wants it right now. All right. Right, but the Radvaz holds that for that there's no Gili Musa, because he told the guy not a yid. And we're only getting him that he didn't really mean it, bekavonosai. So it's his kavono, that's only Beliboy. If it's Beliboy, he's allowed to change his mind, Beliboy as well. In the Radvaz's world, that there's no Gili Musa, and there's no Shlikis, and he's only getting Malz's kavono, so let him change his kavono.
When he got Malz's kavono,
he meant it, and now he changed his mind. So by the time the Yerida happened, by the time the Shrach happened, he changed his mind. All right, it's a Chiddush. Next halacha. The Mechabe says, Shem Hoysa Atzah Yeser al HaShvach Neitel Atzah, which is a big Chiddush. You're getting Atzah more than the Shvach. The Shvach was $100, and Atzah was $200. I'm going to get $200 worth of Atzah, I get reimbursed for my Atzah, which is more than the Shvach itself. What is this halacha learned down from? So that's a Machlokes. The Rav Magid, over here in Perek Yud Halach HaZayin, granted the Be'er HaGadol brings it down, Bekitza over here, says that this is learned out from the halacha of a shutif. There's a Gemara. The Gemara Baba Basra Membeza Membe says, which is going to be mitzvah in the next halacha, halacha Sif Hey, hopefully we'll get to it tonight, is that if a shutif is a chiddush din, that a shutif who's mashbiach, a sada she'ena asu yolita, is dinoi ka asu yolita, has the same halacha as if he was mashbiach, a sada asu yolita, shalai b'shus. Just like someone who's Majbiach Asuyalita, even though it's Shloi Bishos, gets Kama Adam writes a litim besides a Zula Naita, gets like a Shasso, gets like an Oris, so too a Shutif, he has a bialis in it that he is entitled to get that even when it's a Sada She'en Asuyalita. Zokta Rava Magid, now a Shutif is like a Yerid Bishos, and the Gemara says it's just like the same din of a Yerid Shloi Bishos besides Asuyalita. So now we know, Dr. Rava Magid, that the halacha of a Yerid Bishos is the same halacha, A equals B equals C. It's like a shutif, which is like a Yerid Shloi Bishos besada siyalita. So we know that his din is just like a sada siyalita. And Dr. Rava Magid, the chenira, that the din by a sada siyalita is the same, by sada siyalita will be the same halacha that he's going to get yod al yayna, that will get haitza yisera al ashvach, or shvach yisera al haitza. That's the Rava Magid. The lashon of the Rambam, which is the Mechamet Sif Aleph, doesn't use that lashon yod al yayna. He uses a dishman lashon. He says, so if the Rav Magid nearly that's what that means. That means yada la yayna, that if you have a tza yisera la shvach, you get the itza, and if it's shvach yisera la tza, you get the shvach. Bekitza, loy the Rav Magid, Siv Dalid, yada la yayna, and Siv Aleph is the exact same halacha. He even teaches the Gemara like that. It's the exact same halacha that you're going to have yada la yayna, you have the best of both worlds. Hatza yisera la shvach, or shvach yisera la tza. That's a Rav Magid.
But that's not the same. If I hire somebody to do something for a certain amount of money, he has to swallow the tzoz is more than that. And same thing, he just doesn't get shvach. I get the shvach.
I know, but here you didn't hire him, you didn't give him a dollar, you didn't make up a price. He was Yerid Shloi Bishos. He has a din of Kama Adam Reitzel Litain, which is like that din of Yod Olyana, who get a shvach. He won't get the full shvach that we saw in Sif Aleph. He'll get the chelik of the shvach like a shasel normally takes. But that's like he's getting shvach. But the chiddush of the Rav Magid is that the other way around, if the Haitzais will be Yisera al Hashvach, he'll be entitled to the Haitzais, which is Yisera al Hashvach, just like a Yerid Bishus is entitled to Haitzais, Yisera al Hashvach. Excellent, we're going to get to it. That's the Rav Magid. However, if you look in the Goyin, in Sif Katan Zayin, let's say, Sif Katan Zayin, he says, where's the Makar to this halacha? He says, it's a Tsefta. Not from the Gemara Baba Basra that the Rav Magid quoted. Pfusha Tesefta. Tesefta says in Peragyud Baba Kama, Hayeri Lotei Chuvasa Shechaveru Ubonu Shalai Beshus, Shaman Loi Viyadala Taktoina. Hayeri Beshus, Shaman Loi Viyadala Yaina, Mefush, Keitzad Yadala Yaina, Mashvach Yesa Loitza, Noitzin Loi Yesa Shvach, Mematza Yesa Lashvach, Noitzin Loi Yesa Tzar. So Mefusha Tesefta. That's the Makar to this halacha. Then look at the Goyin in Sif Katan Tes. So the Goyin, on this halacha it says, Shema Haisa Tzoy Yisrael HaShvach, Neitel Lotzah, so the Goyin, that's only over here, Kevin Sheyard Bishus, because he was a Yerid Bishus, he was hired. Ava B'Sif Gimel, but in Sif Gimel, where there was only a Gili Milsa, a Gili Das, after the Yoyin, even though there too the Mechabit says that Lashon Yod Al Yoyin, Zag the Goyin over there, Ein Noito Yeis Al Hashvach, you will not get the Itzoy Zisei Al Hashvach, Kevan the Yored Shalai Bishos, because you are Yored Shalai Bishos. A blitz of the Goyin. The Goyin is Mechalik, Gevaldik HaChiddush, that in Siv Dalet you get Itzoy Zisei Al Hashvach, but in Siv Gimel, when you are Yerid Shloi Bishos, even though you had a Gile Das to Nechalei, you're not going to get a Shpitz Yad Olo Yonah. That means you're not going to get a Tzara Haitzah Yisera Lashvach. And Memela, let's just take it to the next step. Memela Kosh again in Siv Aleph, it'll be a regular Sada HaSuya Lita and there was no Gile Das. Kosh again over there, you're not going to get a Tzara Yisera Lashvach. That's what will come out like the Goyin. So he's arguing with the Rav Magid. Exactly. He's arguing with the Rav Magid means, let's take each halacha separately. In Siv Gimel by Gili Das, the Goyin says Lahedya, you will not get Haitzah Yisera Lashvach. Like the Rav Magid, for sure you're going to get Haitzah Yisera Lashvach. La halacha, we have a Levush, and we have the Sma in Siv Katan Zayin, says Lahedya, that in Siv Gimel, you will get Haitzah Yisera Lashvach, not like the Goyin. So you have a Levush, Sma, and a Rav Magid, not like the Goyin. Sivalif leidegoyin, for sure you're not going to get a tzayi yisera leshrak. And even in Sivalif, we have, if you recall, the Nesivis HaMishpat in Sifkan Aleph said right away, by Sada Asiyalita, even though you're Yerid Shalai Beshus, you will get a tzayi yisera leshrak. So over there, you have a Nesivis which goes like the Rav HaMagid, not like the Goyins. Because the Goyin is taking on basically everyone on every step of the way. In Sif Dalid, he has a different makar, but he's taking on everyone in Sif Gimel and Sif Aleph. He holds you will not get a Tzay Yisei Alashrak. Only in Sif Dalet you're going to get a Tzay Yisei Alashrak. And by the way, in Sif Aleph there's also a Prisha. Prisha says it like the Nesivis, that even by Sada HaYisei Alita, Yerid Shalai Beshos, you will be a Tzay Yisei Alashrak. Alright. It happens to be a Nesivis in Reish Samach Dalet, Sif Gon Gimel is Mashman, not like this Nesivis. He says L'chay himself over there, he says Adava Poshit, Yenananta Tzay Yisei Alashrak. So that is Mashman, yeah, like the going. Okay, but at the end of the day, he's going on each Shlav. Now let's just take the going up, understand. Taich, Yod El Yoyna, Yehien is Al Yoyna. You have the choice, either Tzah or Shrak, whichever is better for you. It's like the going, but that's not in Gimel and Aleph. So Bishloim and Aleph, I have no problem. And Aleph, we don't use that Lashon. We just use the Lashon, Aim Din Kama Adam Reitz Alitain. A different din, no problem. But in Sif Gimel, the Mechabit says Lahedya, and it's not just a Mechabit, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says Lahedya on Sif Gimel, when you have a Gile Das, Yodoy Al El Yoyna. So Bishloim, like to all the Achrainim and the Rav HaMagid, I understand. Yodoy Yoyna, Kipshuta. You have tzah, you say shrak, take a tzah. Shrak, you say tzah, you take shrak. But like the goyin, you're never going to get a tzah, you say shrak and ziv gimel. Only shrak. You get a shrak, whatever the shrak is. So what's the yod al yayin? It's one din. The din is, you get shrak. If the shrak is $1, get $1. Shrak is $1 million, get $1 million. Whatever, or like a shasal of $1 million. But you're only going to get shrak. You're never going to get a tzah, you say shrak. So why is the mechabe say alash and yod al yayin? Isaiah Frechter, Evan Ozel, over there in Gzeilav Aveda Pergur Allah Chazayin, he isn't a guy, it doesn't pass the Lashon, you're not in it, what's going on? The my cigarette.
What's the guy?
You get Shvach. It's not Yodal Dachtaina, but it's not El Yon either. You'll get Shvach. It means Yodal Dachtaina, you always get the lower of the two. This will get Shvach. Your din is to get shrak, like Sif Aleph. That shrak, you get like a shasa, you get your chelik in the shrak, and that's it. But you're not going to get yod al yayna. What's the yod al yayna? So the losh in yod al yayna is a bit shver. Lamaiso, this is already a machloikas rishonim. This machloikas achronim, goyin, nesivis, preacher, smile, all that is already a machloikas rishonim. And the Muki Yosef says lahedya, b'shem derif, aharbi mina maforshim zal, de noito kola tzaosai afo pishu yosef mina shvach. What's the reason? His reason is devade nechlu b'mayda ovid. He certainly wanted it. He was megaladas or tzasada siyalita. Ukiilu yared meidaitam dami. It's as if he's a yared b'shus. It's as if he hired him. As if he went down meidaitam dami. So memeli is going to get haitzay yisrael ashrak. That's like the Rav HaMagid. And then on the other hand, you have the Ran and the Talmidei HaRashba that the Beis Yosef brings down over here in Sif Beis. That they're matmiya. They bring down such a pshat. And the matmiya, how you talking? How is it shaykh? You're yared shaloi b'shus. How's it shaykh? You're get more than I know you provided. You mahanim a dollar and you're going to get $100? It's crazy. Why would I want to pay $100 for a dollar shrak? How could you force me on that? You never asked me. I never hired you. How could a yoyed shaloi b'shus ever get more than the shrak itself?
Wouldn't that turn into an end of
Oh, we're going to get to that in a second. So Mameh, they argue, and the Bekitza, they're going like the goyin. They hold that you are not entitled to a tzal yisrael l'shrak. And there really is a third shita. And the third sheet is like this. The sheet is a Meiri, is Mashma. And really, it's Betzim, the Gemara is Mashma like that. On the Sif Aleph, he's Mechalik between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. On Sif Aleph, when you are Yerich Shalai Beshus and Asada Si Alita, the Gemara says this Lashon, Oim Din Kama Adam Reitz Alita Mzada Dula Noita, like the Mechaba. And when it comes to Sif Gimel, when you Megala Das, there the Lashon of the Gemara is Yoda Ala Yaina. Changes the lashon of what happens. Miri is mavur. The takets cholik the din. You are in Sif Gimel when you megala das. You do get a festa yod al yayin, and you will get a tzay yisera al shvach. But in Sif Aleph, when you're just a yerich lo b'shus, even by yisada siyalita, that's not spitz. That's not as good as gili das. And there you only get shvach. You will not get a tzay yisera al shvach. He's mechalik between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. I mean, Sif Gimel gili das on a ena siyalita is even better than a yerich lo b'shus on a siyalita. And Zaykum Tois. And this is like a middle ground, middle territory, that, and it's Grada Medrik like that in Mechava. The Orcha Shulchan seemingly goes with that. He has a slight nuance to it. But over here, look in Sefein Sevov, when he brings down this halacha of Sefalo, if it's Taka, you get Shvach. When he brings in the halacha of Sef Gimel Taka, Taka says, you get it. So you say, Allah Shvach. So he's going like this Shita. And his Evan Ozu's Mashma like that as well. He has a different question. But the bottom line is, that's already a third Shita. How do we paskin? I think we have to wait to know how we paskin, but we get to Sifhei. But if the whole Rava Magid was gemoit on the Gemara of Baba Basra Membeis and Membeis, that's coming from Shotif, that a Yerid B'Shus is like a Shotif, and a Shotif is like a Sada HaAsiyalita of a Yerid Shalei B'Shus by a Sada HaAsiyalita, and therefore the Rava Magid equates all the halachas, so we really have to know what the halacha Shotif is, and whatever the halacha Shotif is, and I know what these halachas are going to be too, because they're all the same halachas, and we really have to going to have to wait to Sifhei to find that out. But that's what, and I'll say even better, if a Shotif is not going to be Yod al Yoyna to take Hatzoy Yisrael LaShvach, and a Shutif is a shtick of Mandom, he's a Bailam, he's a Shutif, then Koshikain a Yerch Shalai Bishus is not going to get Hatzoy Yisrael LaShvach. And we're going to see that there is such a sheet that a Shutif doesn't get Hatzoy Yisrael LaShvach. So depending how we pass on a Shutif, that's how it's going to happen, that's going to how we're going to pass on over here. Right, but Shutta Madi is even without the Rava Magid. The Rava Magid is only taking to the next step and plugging it into Sif Dala by Yerid B'Shus. But there is a Gemara that just says equates Shutif to a Yerid Shalei B'Shus by Siyalita. So let's find out what we passing by Shutif, and then we'll know what the halacha is by Yerid Shalei B'Shus and Asada Siyalita. So we really have to wait off. If you have a little patience, hopefully we'll get to it soon. We'll get to Sif Hei. I just want to first take apart the problems that the Eilim was asking. And it's bothering me, gefeluch. And I asked around, this is mamish muttering me, what does it mean, Hatzah Yisrael LaShvach? The mitzias, just taich. Hatzah Yisrael LaShvach. The guy does Hatzah $200 and the shvach is only $100. So if you tell me it's Ein HaSiyalita, it's a bad business investment, I now know why it's bad. You invested $200 and you only get $100 worth of shvach. It's Ein HaSiyalita, it's poor. Bad idea. But we're talking about even a Sada Asiyalita, right? With a whole bunch like it's a chrenim, rishonim. If even by a Sada Asiyalita, do you get a tzah, Yisrael LaShvach? If it's a Sada Asiyalita, means it's the responsible thing to do. It's what you're supposed to be doing with the Sada. How could you say you're supposed to be spending more money than the Shvach of the Sada?
The personal use.
Oh. Very good. So that's why I wanted to suggest that maybe it's talking about that for personal use you have the benefit. It means you want a house. But you have to say, but it has to be oimid for everyone. It's an objective for everyone to do it. I would say, like, with a nuance, is like, let's say you plant a sada with trees. So if you want to know how much shvach is be'en, how much did the value of my property go up because there are trees planted, maybe it's only $100. But you want to know, is it a good business? It is, because every year I make $300 worth of payers. I make profit off the payers of the trees. So let's say, in that case, the shrach is only $100, and the tzol, let's say, to the trees is $200, but it's still a good business investment because I'll make $300 every year on the profit of the payers, even though the field as a whole doesn't go up in value so much.
The way that's possible is going to is a better use for it. Because if that was the use, then it would be worth more money. Someone's going to pay for that increase.
The shrach is there.
If it's a bit
I'm going to pay for that increase, unless, granted, that if I grew wheat instead of planting apples, it would be worth much more, so then someone's not going to pay me for it.
You're thinking economics, it won't work out. I got to think about that. Okay, fine. That's what I was...
If it's a business payers $300 worth, then the shrach is more.
That's what you're trying to say, but I no, because on the
income stream.
One second, let's talk. Let's talk practical on the property. People have properties. We're known to planting trees and now properties and farming the properties, right? It's in a residential neighborhood. It's to build a house, right? And I go ahead and I build a house that cost $400,000 just for the materials of the house, and I build a house. Did the property go off $400,000? Love Dafka. A guy wants maybe a new property to build his own dream house. It's no longer a dream house, it's a real house. He wants Dafka to be able to build a dream house.
No,
so
$2 million, it wouldn't go up the value of the house.
Huh?
$2 million, it wouldn't go up the value of what he put in. $400,000.
You think it would, yeah?
You have a case,
don't you? You understand the question. You didn't know what the shvach would be.
After you planted it, then it appreciated. You didn't know what I was like before you. Right?
What do you mean? Why did he plant those trees? Because he tried to make much big my soda. So what was he doing?
It made sense. But then eventually it didn't pan out.
Okay, we're going to get to that chat soon. One second. We'll see what that means. Okay, so now just let's take this.
What does the shrach mean
with it? By shrach of a kli? It improved, I don't know, improved in value. I don't know. It could be improved in value. Maybe improved because you're high. But that's a woman. So we made up a price. So that's, that doesn't bother me. Here, we didn't make up a price. And you want to know, I'm limited to, I saw a shrach. If there's no shrach, so what does it mean I'm getting outside say a shrach? So how's it see a leader? What's the mitzvah going on? It should go shrach on the mitzvahs. But one thing l'chayr is klar, is that shrach not all the time means shrach. Like the Moshe, when it's shrach, yes, alatzah, I don't get all the shrach. I only get my chelik of the shrach. I get like a shasa, like a kablan, like an oris of the shrach. So the lashon sometimes is lav davka. So, you know, it's funny, because when you're reckoning, it's just the mitzvah is funny. When you're reckoning, you're reckoning not the shrach of a shasa. You're reckoning the real shrach, the value of the land. But when you're reckoning shrach yes alatzah, no, then we reckon the shasa price. Means, just not to confuse the Olam, let's say the value of the land appreciated $300. And let's say typically to hire a shasa to do that is $100. And let's say the atzah is $200. So is that shrach yes alatzah, atzah yes alatzah? I mean, it's shrach is yes al atzah, but it's atzah yisera on the chelik of the shrach that he gets on the shaso price. He's going to get what? Well, if I hold like the going, you don't get atzah yisera shrach, then you're only going to get $100 the shaso price. L'chayra, I don't know. Unless you say no, but chutz there was shrach in the land, so I'm entitled to $200 worth of that shrach because I made the atzah. Maybe I don't know, but he's still not going to get the shrach on top of the atzah. I'm just saying that the l'shaynis are l'shaynis mushal. They don't always work out, but if I'd be right, if this is the pshat, then it should come out that anyway the lashon of Yad Aliyin is really not correct, or not bedafka. Why? Because like you're being ma'ira, is that really I'm entitled to the shasel price. I'm not entitled to the tzaz, and I'm not entitled to the shvach, I'm entitled to the shasel price, whatever the normal price of a shasel is. For example, let's say the appreciation was $100, and the tzaz was $200, and for some reason the shasel gets paid $300 because he might say $200 atzah, and he has to make some money himself. So his profit is above the atzah, right? Every shasel, whatever the atzah is, he builds a house. It's chayma, the materials, it's $400. He needs to make a profit himself. So that price would automatically be higher than the atzah. So if you have actual shvach $100 and haitzai is $200 and the shasel price $300, he'll be entitled, if you hold, he's entitled to shvach yes al atzah, he'll be entitled to $300 worth of stuff, of a payment, right? So then what does it mean? Haitzai yaseir la shvach nit al atzah. He's not getting the atzah, he's getting more than the atzah. He's going to get the shvach of a shasel, who get like a kavlan, which is more than the tzah. And forget if you'll have a shrach yes al tzah, he's still going to get the kavlan. But kitzah, at the end of the day, his halach is not yad al yena. The halach is not a tzah yisrael shrach yes al tzah. It's a different halach in Gansan. His halach is to take like a shasel. I don't care tzah, I don't care shrach, I care shasel. Your halach is to get like a shasel. So what's the halach in tzah yisrael shrach? That's not the halach. It's a lav davka. It's not a good lashon. The lashon to be noitel, like it says in Tzivalev, lita ayin and kama adam reitzel lita masadas l'naitel. That's what you should get. That's anyway your halacha. You're not limited just to yatzais. You're going to get anyway beyond the yatzais. And how do I know you're going to get beyond the yatzais? I kind of think it's a tzvar, but it's a mefusha b'ni yainasin. But b'ni yainasin b'teik tzvar has a different pshat how you can have a tzayis elashrak. B'ni yainasin says like this: the case is that the guy planted the field. And it was a tzai yisera shvach. Why? Lo yitzlichu niti yosef. Because his trees weren't matzliach. They didn't grow properly. He planted, he did everything right. It was taka oimed for trees. He planted the right trees. And for some reason, the Rebbeinu Sholem Fiyotavelt, for some reason, these trees didn't grow. They didn't grow properly. So it comes out that his tzai is yisera la shvach. Zokter Rebbeinu Yonison, b'chai gavno. You're not going to just give him the actual shvach. You're going to give him as if the trees would have been matzliach, what would you have given him? If his trees would have been matzliach, you would have given him like a shasel, then he deserves to be paid like a shasel now too. Even though the shrach is limited, and maybe there's no shrach at all, because a slichu b'chlal, still you're going to give him as if the trees would have been matzliach, because that's what he was aiming to do. His solution is, You know why you're going to give him the full price? Because the Bailam wanted the netiyah anyway. That was the risk of planting trees. The reason why they weren't successful was must be the mazal balakaka garam. So you see, Mefurish in the Beni Yonis, and the formula is not Haitzais, and the formula is not Shrak. The formula is you give him Kishasel as if his trees would have been Matzliach. So anyway, the Loshen of the Mechab is Lachayr Lavdavka. It's a Shrel Loshen, what's going on? But at least what you see in the Beni Yonis, a new Pshat, and how you can have a Tzai, you say a Lashrak. He did everything right, but someone else too, the Rabbi Yisrael Fiat developed. And Rabbi Yisrael made sure that it didn't work. So now you could have, sorry, you say Lashrak, that you'll be entitled to get paid your full price like a Shasel. That's Rabbi Yisrael Pshat. I just think that if that would be the Pshat here, he needs a beer. Like, who cares that later on the trees want Matzliach? Like, who cares? Everything is always done, the Shasta Yerida. The Moshe, the Goyin is going to hold. And the Rishonim are going to hold that by Yoyt Shalei Beshus, by Gile Das, you're not going to get Hatzor Yisei Al Ashrach. How could that be? The guy was Megal Adas, the Nekele. He liked the way the trees were planted. Or it was a Sada Sialita to plant the trees. And then 3 months later, the trees went sour. So therefore what? You already Megal Adas. You like the trees. It's a Sada Sialita. I did everything right. It's Commander Sechreid on me. Of course you're going to get Hatzor Yisei Al Ashrach. Of course you're going to get like a Shasam. How's it Shaykh to argue with Rabbeinu Yonis and B'chai Gavna, or the Rav Magid? You see, Rabbeinu went like the Rav Magid. How's the Shaykh to argue with that? It's Parshat. But the less Breira, I think, Pshat Rabbeinu Yonis is that it went sour, not 3 months later. It went sour now, B'teich to Yerida. The guy did the Yerida, and let's say part of the Yerida planting trees is also to water it the first 3 weeks, till it like takes root, or whatever it is. And while he's doing that, the trees got lost. The trees were like Tzichu, they have Sidu. It's in the time of the Yerida. Avada, we all reckon, remember we said last week, we have to always reckon the time of Yerida, Yukra, Vazula. We always reckon the time of the Yerida. But in the Yerida itself, the Yerida wasn't just the planting of the trees. The Yerida was planting trees and make sure the trees are going to have a kiyum. During the Yerida time, the trees went sour. So you were loyit slichu in the shasa Yerida. Then, yes, and I hear, I can have a machlik. So maybe b'chai gan, I'm not going to give you a tzai yisei la shrak. There was no shrak. But if at the time there was shrak and later on it was loyit slichu, who cares? There was shrak. That's not a tzai yisei shrak. That's shrak yasa la tzai. There was shrak at the time of the Yerida. If you want to say a car, you could say a car, maybe.
Not working.
Regardless, by Yoyd Bishus, you can't say a car. And by Gilu Das, you can't say a car. By Yoyd Bishus, you can't say a car. So if you was Megal Adas, they liked the trees. And then the day later, they got spoiled. So now you could say what? You're ready with Megal Adas. You like the trees. What do you want? You're ready, Megal Das. So that's not Hatzor Yisei Al Shrach. That's Shrach Yisei Al Shrach. And then your Shrach went out the window later on. Elamai means b'shas ma'isa, or like the Nesivitz's case over there in Reish Samagdalid, where the guy was trying to save the guy's chamar, which was drowning, and he spent money, and it didn't work. Something like that. And while he was trying to do it, let's say the case where he fed the cat, and for some reason the cat didn't eat it, or whatever, the cat died. So it didn't work, b'shas. You're trying to be mashbiach, but if it happened, the washrak, and later on, Davish and Eschadish, that was nifsat, that's shrach yisatzot, that's not like you say al shrach. All right. But anyway, at least now we have a new shot in how we can have a case of a Tzoyus Shea
Le Shrach. Well, what happens if there's the normal price, he wants a normal price for it, but it ended up costing him more for whatever reason.
So I don't know what that means.
Meaning the normal price.
I don't know what that means, because when we say you give the normal price of a builder, of a shasel, a kablan, that means including materials. So what do you mean it ended up costing more? Why did it cost more? If it cost more, because the kablan up front misled you and only told you it's going to cost $200, now it really costs more. Okay, he didn't mislead you. He didn't discuss the price with you. How could it cost more that he didn't? What does that mean it cost more that he didn't know? We're downing an objective number. We're downing what a shasel, the normal objective shasel would take. So if it went up because the cost of materials went up, so then now the normal shasel will also charge more because the cost of the materials went up. So that is the price. It's already built into the price of his shasel price.
The beginning, if the price of the...
But here we're not talking...
goes up,
I know, but here he didn't make it a price at the beginning.
What?
He didn't make a price at the beginning. He was a Yerd Shalai Bishus. Or even a Yoyi Bishus without a price.
No,
so the price is whatever a normal person would pay for such a job. So if it went up, so now the market's going to go up. As a whole, it's going to go up. Now it's going to be a higher price. So how is the shaykh to say it went up? It went up before he planted. So if it went up before he planted, now the Yerida is at a higher price. Because now the market charges more for such a Yerida.
So
Right. Right, you give him his shaso price.
On top of that atzah.
Right, which is on top of that atzah. Correct. But how do you have atzah yisrael al shvach?
His atzah was $100.
Right.
He made back $150. So the atzah is original. He invests $100 to make back $50.
To make back. No, the shvach is not the net shvach if I pay the atzah. No. Yeah, but you see now, the Rishonim will say now, because when you're reching, I'll tell you, sell the track, but running, if there's any shvach ben, and we reckon with the shvach ben, you get, the lashon is even, you get hatzor kishir hashvach. You get hatzor as much as the shvach is ben. It's not the net profit. No, that's. Yeah, but that's. It's mafurish, not like that. That's not the pshat. We have three sheets. Either. Like the guy in only Sif Dalid gets a Tzayisei HaLashvach, like this middle sheet to Miriam and Aruch HaShuk and even Sif Gemel, and even Ozel, even Sif Gemel get a Tzayisei HaLashvach, like the Prisha, Nesivis, Rava Magid, now Rabbeinu Yonason, and the Nemuk Yosef, B'Shem Arif, V'Harbi Mephoshim Zal, even Sif Aleph, you're going to get a Tzayisei HaLashvach. That's how it should come out. All right, now what does it mean, Shvach Yes Alotzah? That's Mefurish, Dr. Rava Mag, Dr. Sma. That's certainly like Sif Aleph. It means, Lesifkan Chesed Sma says, Shenoitel B'Shvach Kishah Shas Le'ir. You don't get all the track. Again, you'll get your Chedek in the track, Kishah Shas Le'ir.
Usually,
no, he only gets a Chedek of the track. He gets a third, or if he's only planting the tree itself, so he'll get what the normal Kablan gets for planting trees.
What's the difference in Shvach? So if you don't get paid, let's say the price is, my cost was $100, and you get paid above that?
You get paid above that, whatever Kablan would normally charge. That's
so what's the difference? What was more, what was less?
Oh, so that's what I'm telling you. I don't know where the lashon coming from, because the Yodel Yoni is really lav dafka. At the end of the day, you're always going to get Keshasel. So the lashon is a bit
Shvach.
Yeah, L'chayra. Like, what is it shaykh? In Siv Dalet, Bishlam, if you tell me you don't deserve a Tzay Yisrael Lashvach, so then you have to tell me you're not going to get a Tzay Yisrael Lashvach. Good. But when you're getting Yod Al Yoyna of Siv Dalet, that it's Mamish Yod Al Yoyna, so what does it mean a Tzay Yisrael Lashvach? Or Shrak Yisrael? You get one din, you get Kishasa, whatever that din is. I don't know. All right, let's move on. Let's do the Ramah. Zak the Ramah. Then Baal Asad hu Atzmei Oris. If the Baal Asad himself is an Oris, so he doesn't need you to be yerid. So Enechanami, it's a gavaldik asad, it's a suyalit, it's gavaldik, he was megaladas, mamish pitz gavaldik. But he doesn't need you, he could do it himself. Then chazali is dinoi, automatically this field turns into keena asuyalita, it turns automatically into an ena asuyalita. Because for such an aris, he doesn't want to hire someone to plant trees. Rak sheshamin kamareti lidin shalei tzarek l'trek b'atzmai. Just he'll give you a pittance. He'll give you that you saved him, mamish. He doesn't have to roll up his sleeves and sweat that day. So he'll give you a little mamish that you benefited him, that he didn't sweat. But that's it. You're not going to get like a regular yoyot.
Das doesn't affect that?
Who?
Das doesn't affect that?
Even if you megaladas. You megaladas later on that you were ashamed of the trees. So you were ashamed of the trees. But lamais is... you could do it yourself. So Avadi, you want the trees. And you want the trees, and you wanted to plant the trees too, because you're an artist, you know how to plant the trees. So you're only going to get what you saved. You saved, there's only this little tircha and the sweat that you saved. So you only get that.
No, because you listed it as a son of shame, Suyalita. Usually Gila Das is not a
that. Give, okay, Gila Das makes the energy into Nasuyalita.
It makes it Nasuyalita.
Right, so but even by Nasuyalita will be the Talacha. Frakta Orcha Shulchan, Mekhshaz Matmiya, the Ramah is putting it the halacha of the Sif Dalet by Yerid B'Shus. Yerid B'Shus doesn't pass this halacha. Well, we said, what's a chilek? If I hire you, I am an Oris. So somebody that I don't want to do the job myself, I hired you. If I hire you, then later on the kid say, you know what, by the way, I'm an Oris myself. I didn't really need you, and therefore I'm not paying you. Are you crazy? You hired me. What are you doing? So if you look at the Makaris halacha, which is coming from Iran, B'Shem Arayvit, it's Lahedid not going on this. It's Lahedid going about a Yerid Shalei B'Shus. And the Dakimajah brings it down by Yerid Shalei B'Shus. He says, what's going on? How could you bring this halacha over here? So Dr. Chashuka, nearly it's a Toy Seifahu, and it doesn't belong here. It belongs in the previous Sif and Sif Gimel, and that's where it belongs. And Echanami by Yerid B'Shus, there's no such patur of an aris. If you're an aris, so what? You shouldn't hide me. If you hide me, then you're going to have to pay like a tatala. It's only by gilidas or by sada, or yod shalai b'shus and sada yisiyalita, then you come out with these cheshbainis that you're an aris anyway, so then it's really an inisiyalita, and you give him a little bit. But if you're yod b'shus, avad, you're going to get a full price. It's interesting. If you remember, Rabbi Yisai, the Shach wants to say in the Sma that the Ramon Sif Gimel doesn't belong, Sif Gimel belongs in Sif Aleph. And this one in Sifda Ariel belongs to Sifgim, but the Druk of Mamish was Chika that day. Every Ramah is in the wrong place. It's Kavaldik. All right, as I come to Isin Darach HaShokan, let's move on. Let's go on to Sif. Hey, let's do Shotif. Baal Beniksei Malug, Ishtai Ketana. A person's married to an Ishtai Ketana. Talach is that when she grows up, when she comes a Gadayla, she has a right to be Miano. Say, I changed my mind. I'm not interested in this marriage anymore. And she could just walk out. Menes, that's it, no problem. So now the Baal has his wife Sada, and is going to work the Sada. If you're not going to give him a din of Yadala Yana, like a Yerid Bishos, he's not going to work the Sada. He's going to mamish batch up, because he's going to know that, oh, in another year from now, 6 months, and he's counting the clock, once she becomes 12, she could be out of here. So I'm going to be mashbiach Sada, and then she's going to run with the field away, and I'm going to get nothing. I'm going to kill the field. So therefore, Chazal went along and made a takana that a Baal b'nikse malug of Ishtai Kitano, his din is like a Yerid Bishos, and his Yadala Yala Yana. So Zakta Makava, Baal Beniksei Malug Ishtei Ketana, one halacha, and hu adin vashutif. So to a shutif besada sheyesh lo chelik ba, he's a shutif in this very sada. I'm not proud, he's a shutif in 10 other sadas. No, he's a shutif in this sada. He's a shtikal of Bailim here. And he's mashbiach this sada. He has a day, he's a Bailim. It's ki yerid b'shusein. They have a halacha like a yerid b'shusein. V'shamun lehem, v'yodim ala yoyna, noget like yod ala yoyna. As I zogt machaba, he's going to have a din like a yodo el yoyna. Zogt Rambah, va'ein le'el seif simen kufayin ches ve'seif simen tof dalet. If you look in the Rambah and the el seif simen kufayin ches, the Rambah says that a shutif is a yod bishos, which is yodo el yoyna, is only when shvach is more than the yotza. But when a tza is yisera ala shvach, he won't get the full tza, he'll only get the tza is kishir shvach. This is Dr. Ramah. And what does it mean that he's a ki yoyid b'shus? It's with a chaf hadimyan. It's ki yoyid b'shus. It's ki yoyid b'shus that he'll be yod al yoyna to get shvach even by sada she'en ansu yalita. But he's not mamish yoyid b'shus to get even a tzor yisei al shvach. Azai vait nisht. And the Sma brings it down over here, and the mamish brings it down. It's only ki yoyid b'shus. That's how the Sma brings it down. All right, into Santa Alocha. So that's now we have a Ramah and a Sma. And the Sma says, Hu adin, that a Baal b'nikse mulug ishtoi, will have the same Alocha, that it will only be ki yoyid v'shus. That if it's shvach, yes, also he will be entitled to shvach, even by Sada Shainasi Yolita. But if it's a Hitzah Yisrael l'shvach, he will not be entitled to Hitzah Yisrael l'shvach. And Kepshuta, the Kavonis, the Sma is talking about ishtoi ketana. He doesn't say ishtoi ketana, but he means ishtoi ketana. Because by ishtoi gedel is no din that he has a din yoyid v'shus. As I said to Beishmul, Lehedjo, in Simen Peches, in Ebenezer, Sifkot and Chof, he brings this man, he says, this man, Akok meant Ishtai Ketana. Ishtai Ketana, there's no such halacha, there's no takana. But by Ishtai Ketana, this man says, it's only ki yod b'shus, that you'll get shvach yes al tzor. But you won't get mamish like a yod b'shus of a tzor, you say al shvach. That's what this man says. Shut up,
we'll let him make unilateral decisions, so long as it works, then he's fine.
If it works,
then he's fine.
If it doesn't work, he's going to get burnt.
Is there an issa, like you said the last time, about going into...
We weren't sure. Remember, we were suffic. But here, this is a shtickle worse, because mine says it's a sada she'ena siyalita. Right, so this, maybe he shouldn't be doing this unilaterally, but mice, if he did do it, he will have the din of shvach yes al atzah, but not atzah yisei al shvach. As is Dr. Ramah, and the Sma plugs it in here, as if to imply that the Mechaba also holds like that. Now, the Mechaba to say like that is a shtickle chiddish. Why? Because the Mechaba just said the previous if, yod al yoyni, he taiched. And then in the next halacha, Baal b'nikse malug ishtoi, and shotif is kiyed b'shusein, like the previous halacha, v'sham lem v'yod al yoyna. If this is not like the previous halacha, he's really taking me for a ride. He just said, it's like yoyid b'shus v'yod al yoyna, and he just taiched the previous if. In fact, the Rambam does even more. The Rambam puts all these halachas, dalet and eight, into one sif. It implies, at least the implication is that it's all the same halacha. That's why I told you before that could be that Sif Dawud just a hagdama to Sif Hey. But all right, at least the Ramah, the Sma, in the Mechaba as well, hold that it's only ki yoyid b'shus, you won't get a tzor yisera al shvach. Now, if you're going to hold like that, so now Rabbi Yisai, really this is a machlokes rishonim, major machlokes rishonim, if you're going to get by a shotif, when they teach the Gemara over there that a shotif is his din, like a sada of a yerid b'shutz, like a sada ha'asi alita, that yoda al yoyna, ki yerid b'shutz, I mean, doesn't mean he gets a tzoy sehla shvaka. Now there's a major makloikis v'shoyna mababa basa, major makloikis. Maimino m'mas milim, major makloikis. But la halacha, we now have a Ramah to tell me that a shotif does not get a tzoy sehla shvaka. Fusha Ramah. So now if I have to teach the Gemara Baba Basra, Lamana Emes, Lafi Allah, I gotta teach the Gemara that a Shutif takes Kiyari Bashus just like a Shari Shaloi Bashus by Sada Sialita, which means he takes Shvach, yes, I'll talk, but not a Tzoy Yisrael LaShvach. So now I have a Mufush in Gemara that Hua did, a Yari Shaloi Bashus by Sada Sialita will not take a Tzoy Yisrael LaShvach. Mufush in Gemara. Gemara equates the two. So if I hold like the Ramah over here by Shotif, I gotta hold that throughout the entire Simen, whenever I'm a Yerit Shalei B'Shus, I'm not gonna get a Tzoy Yisrael L'Shrach, like the Goyim. In fact, I'm bringing out a kosher cane. Madach, a Shotif, and this halacha, by the way, is side by a Enosi Lita, by a Suyo Lita. Madach, a Shotif, even by a Suyo Lita, doesn't take a Tzoy Yisrael L'Shrach. Then a friend by a suyolita should take a tzoyisei leshvak. That's wild. A shutif shtikal bailam doesn't get a tzoyisei leshvak. He's not much mamishpitz like a yared b'shus. So how could a friend take more? That's impossible. What's going on? Mamishapella. So if that's the case, and it's gishpad at least lahalach in the Ramah, that you will not get a tzoyisei leshvak. In the middle, the Goyin's right. The Goyin said that in Sivalim Sivgimu you cannot get a tzoyisei leshvak. The Rav Magid who says you could, no problem, because Rav Magid holds over there, you could also. By Shutif, you also get a Tzoyisei HaShvach. No problem. But Lididan, we pass on like the Ramah, you don't get a Tzoyisei HaShvach. I've added the Goyin's right, you don't get a Tzoyisei HaShvach. Now it's a Pella Gadol. How could the Sma, the Prishin, the Sivis, what are they talking about? How could they pass on like Mamish? No problem, a Tzoyisei HaShvach. So a Fush Keneged, a Gemara. Like the Ramah is Gemara. We go like the Ramah, is a Fush Keneged, a Gemara. What's going on? And I saw the Beis Meir and Ebenezer and Simon Peches, Siv Yud brings down the Sma's Matmi and the Sma. Here the Sma brings down the Ramah, and he's even teaching the Machaber like that. And the previous Siv Katan, Zayin Ches, the Ramah says, by the way, over there throughout the Simon and Aleph and Gimel, you should know you're going to get a Tzayisei Leshrach as well. Mamisha Steer, Shutif doesn't get a Tzayisei Leshrach, and a friend that does get a Tzayisei Leshrach, Tzarechin, he blames straight on the Sma. Especially in the Nesivis, I could say a doichik, I'll leave it with this Rabbi Isai. The Nesivis, it's mamash a doichik, but you could say that the Nesivis was only touching up the Machaber. And the Machaber sheet is taka mashma that you're going to get a Tzoy Yisrael HaShvach. Because he equates it and he says it's Kiyar B'Shusein. And the Beis Shmuel, Lohed Yenevenezah, taka touches the Machaber like that. So I could say that what the Nesivis said in Tzivkan Aleph is all in sheet of the Machaber. I know it's a doichik, but it's all in sheet. He's only touching the Machaber. But if you go like the Ramah and Tzim Kofayin Ches, that a Shutav is not Spitz, he doesn't get a Tzayi Seyal Shach, so hopefully you won't get a Tzayi Seyal Shach. But the Sma who touches the Machaber that you're going to get only Shrach has a tzob and not a tzoy sale track by Shotif, then how could he say before by a yoyich or leibish does he get a tzoy sale track? Mamish Rabbi says it's a tzorchi in Godel. Then the Nesiv is a shtickle cook. Remember I said the Nesiv is raised on Magdala, the Saisa himself here, and he goes like the Goyin. So, I mean, this is a spitz pilpul tira, but Siv is over there, might be going la halacha, they go like the Ramah. And he's going in the Ramah. Mashayin came over here, he's only teaching the Machaber, so he goes like the Machaber. But the Sma is a Pella Godel, Tzarechin. So Lani is Dait. If you go like the Ramah, you have to go like the Goyin. That's why I said before, if you want to know how we can pass him, we got to wait for Shutif to know. If Shutif doesn't get a Tzoy Yisrael HaShvach, then the whole Simin is not going to get a Tzoy Yisrael HaShvach. Chutz when you're Yoyed Bishas.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.